We hope so, maybe.
Is it ribbon? Which one plays the YouTube? Is it the okay.
We hope that maybe I get a chance.
Oh, hit that on, gospel man.
Beyonce, you
remix.
Want a feature? You want a feature, Beyonce?
She don't want a feature.
Enjoy, y'all. Have a great night. See you.
Your love is bright as ever, even in the shadows. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Your heart is glowing and I'm crashing. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out, baby, love me lights out. In the darkest night, I search through the crowd. Your face is all that I see. I give you everything, baby, love me lights out.
WMFO, this is Chandelier, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Decorate your house with Sweetie and Chandelier. Okay, we're going to get this WMFO. Sweet D, just a little technical difficulties right here. I'm going to get it, though, so just hang on. We've been having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. But just hang on and we're gonna get it going. It's 91.5 FM. I'm Sweet D, and decorate your house with Sweet D and Chandelier. Oh.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But oh, a chair's not a house, and a house is not a and no one there that you can kiss good night. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hello, bye bye, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. A room. It's still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But oh, a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us, we are far apart. And has a broken heart. Yeah. Now and then, now I call your name, and suddenly your face appears. But it's just a crazy. And when it ends, it ends in tears. Pretty little darling, have a heart, yeah, baby. And don't let one mistake keep us apart. I was wrong and I know it. Forgive me, honey, 'cause I'm not meant to live alone. No, 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 no. Time is half into a love when I climb the stairs. When I turn the key, oh, please be there, saying that you're still in love. You're sure in love with me. Reach out and turn the key, oh, baby, please be there and still in love I say.
Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby wouldn't be my baby, wouldn't be my baby, wouldn't be, no, never gonna be, never ever gonna be, no, never, 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 never. Still in love with me, yeah, yeah. You gonna be, say that you're gonna be still in love with me, yeah, with me.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Have you seen my childhood? I'm searching for the world that I come from. And found at my heart. No one understands me. They view it as a strange eccentricities, 'cause I keep
Is where the heart is, Chandelier, sweet D.
Yeah.
it somewhere. Sometimes I feel so heavy-hearted, and I can't explain, 'cause I'm so guarded. But that's a lonely road to travel, and a heavy load to bear. And it's a long, long way to heaven, but I gotta get there. Can you send an angel? Can you send an like a door with no key, like a door with no key, and all the answers are locked away in me. They're so hard to find, especially when I'm feeling lost and so. It's a lonely road to travel, and a heavy load to bear. And it's a long, long way to heaven, but I gotta get there. Can you send an done for us, no, no, no. The way you loved us so good and so strong, and you showed us how to get along. Yeah. So guide you home, guide you home. Thank you for guiding me. Yeah. Now we send you home, oh, our angel.
MFO 91.5 FM. Sweet D, we're listening to Chandelier. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. I got my Uncle Mike Tanner on the phone today. Hi, Uncle Michael.
How are you, dear?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just trying to, you know, relax and stay out the rain.
Yep. You know what I was just listening to?
What's that?
Alicia Keys' tribute Angel at Whitney Houston's funeral.
Oh, that's a beautiful, that's a beautiful track.
And you called. Yeah. And you're and you know, Ma and my father sent you to call in at that time because they are our angels.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about this time, Uncle Michael, about Columbus Day. Now, who do you think discovered America?
Well, it's a myth. It's a myth. I mean, you know, the whole pilgrim thing and everything, it's a myth. I mean, you know, America was discovered way back, you know, when man could not even fathom to write a letter or knew what the alphabet was or knew what the numerals, you know, were. So it's a myth. Discover, I don't know. I can't go back in time to really figure it out, but...
Do you think the Indians discovered America?
I think it was ancient Romans. You know, Romans, Greece, back in those days.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I want to ask you about my father... And I want you to tell the story about my father when he put on the scary mask and chased you and Uncle Trent around the house. Do you remember that?
No, I really don't. No, I mean,
Oh, okay, because that's what Uncle Trent told me, that my father put on this.
I will say this about, you know, remembering back, you know, is it being Halloween week and everything. I remember the first time your father took me to get a Halloween costume. And I got a Spider-Man costume.
You did?
That was, about 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that. I'm not sure.
How old was my father?
About 16, 17, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. And he took you to get, was it your first Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was one that I saved my money for, and my mother made him take me. because I couldn't go by myself.
So. Right. Now tell the story. Oh, sorry, Uncle Michael.
He was very mad. He was very upset, but he did what he had to do for his little brother, and that's all that mattered.
Yep. So, I remember we were talking, and you know, Uncle Michael, I think you're the greatest singer that ever lived, and you are, because I know that. You know, I've heard it, I've witnessed it, I've seen it, I know that. So, you told me the story of Ma, my grandmother, Audrey Tanner, Audrey Frances Tanner, and I have her middle name, but you told me her name was Rita Porche.
Porche, yes.
And she used to sing in the nightclubs in New York?
Yes, she was an entertainer out of Columbia, South Carolina. And she traveled and grew up and met her first husband in New York City, which was your father's father. And she stayed in New York over 25 years.
Wow.
20 years entertaining and everything until we moved to Boston, me, when I was young. And then, you know, because I went to school.
Did she make any albums?
No, she wasn't that type of an entertainer. She was a nightclub singer.
Oh, I see. No, she went to different nightclubs?
Yeah.
And you used to see her sing, right? You used to help in the clubs?
then go to the backstage. A lot of back room, a lot in there, dressing room. So,
and that's how you became a singer, huh?
I adapted to the voice. I knew she could, so I listened to her, and in my ear, when you hear something good and you try to emulate it and you know, make it your own, it comes out fairly good. You know what I mean? If you're doing it from a professional.
So, did she write songs?
No.
Okay. No. Did she sing cover songs?
She sang mostly contemporary and jazz.
Oh.
Yeah, contemporary jazz. Some Nina Horn, way back then. What's her name?
I bet Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan. Yeah, they said it. There's quite a few that I just can't name them by off.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick.
Oh.
Dionne Warwick, a lot of songs. But anyway, that's the type of, music she sang. And you got to remember, you also got to remember back in those days, there was no rap, there was no really R&B. It was only particularly that kind of music, like ballads, Sinatra, Dean Martin, you know, all those guys, Sammy Davis. You're going way back when hip-hop wasn't even thought of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you said I'm going to come back with you, and we're going to talk about what you would do being president of, president of the United States, you. So, Pretty Brown Eyes is what you said you wanted to hear. So let's hear that. Yeah. Why do you want to hear Pretty Brown Eyes, Uncle Michael?
It's just a song that in my era that I like, the type of music that I like, so... That's it, and you don't get to hear these songs all the time. You know what I mean? So,
can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you sing it?
No.
All right, we'll come back with you. Stay on the line, WMFO.
You know I see him. It's a disguise, the way you treat me. You keep holding on to your thoughts of rejection. If you're with me, you're secure. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me that your time is always taken. But I keep seeing you out alone. The heart is pounding with desire, waiting to be unleashed. Quit breaking my heart, breaking my heart, yeah, breaking my I know your heart is in the right place. No, I won't let you down, yeah. You can disguise all the pounding of your heart, yeah. I see your eyes, and you can start to make sense and quit playing these love games. Tell me what you're gonna do, yeah. Quit breaking. My heart, yeah. I'm breaking.
WMFO 91.5 FM Diamond Drop Chandelier. You're listening to Sweetness. Uncle Michael? Uncle Michael?
Yes.
Okay. So good, you're still there. So now, Black Presidency. Do you feel... I got this book. It's called Black Presidency, Barack Obama, and the Politics of Race in America. It's by Michael Eric Dyson. Do you feel there is racial issues in America?
I think it's always has been. I think it's part of what our world is designed to be about, because it's strive and conquer. And whether white or black, we're all in power. Now, when you talk about our commander in chief, the president of the United States, I mean, God, thank God we passed that threshold of having a black person in the White House. Period. That was to set the mark to say that we can do just about anything that anyone else can do. Now, I will say this: the 8 years that Obama was in office, the presidency, the world itself, and the country of the United States was in a lot better shape, a lot better at peace. People got along. There was things that were helping people. And now that we've come to that deadline and we got Trump in office and a new president, I mean, look at the world as it is. I mean, the shootings in Las Vegas, the hurricanes in Texas and Florida.
You would make a good president, Uncle Michael.
You know, these things we have to look at, the fires that are going on right now in California, where half the state of California is on fire. I mean, these are natural disasters, but these are things, these are signs. These are signs. They say the world's going to end by water, fire, or, you know, whatever, a nuclear explosion. But I'll tell you, it's very strange that everything is happening like it is right now.
I know.
And the devastation of people losing lives over natural disaster, over water. You know, I mean, and we as a country cannot do something to prevent that type of stuff from happening. I mean, you're wiping out. Look at the state of Puerto Rico; it's gone. It's a devastation in itself. So when you talk about the presidency, I don't beg to differ to say if it's black or white president. I just think that our world is changing as a whole. And I don't think the president has anything to do with it. I think the president has to focus on us not destroying ourselves.
Right.
Mental stuff. Like we're threatening other countries, North Korea, and they're threatening us, and this is, I mean, it should not be our focus. Our focus should be on the people here that are going through the devastations and the life-changing situations that they're going through right now. Those are our people.
Right. You're absolutely right, Uncle Michael. Thank you for that wise input. And you know, you could be president of the United States, too. I just want to tell you, do you know Aaliyah, Uncle Michael?
Aaliyah, the entertainer that passed away in a plane crash?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting ready to play a song by her and Chris Brown. It's called Don't Think They Know. Did you ever hear that?
I think so, yeah.
Wait, let me... I'm going to... No, not that one. Okay. This one. Let me see if you heard this one. Hold on 1 second. Well, it doesn't stop for a little while, so... Uncle Michael, I don't think you know how much I love you and how much you mean to me. And I want you to know that I love you with all my heart. I would do anything for you, and I know you love me. And that means a lot to me, Uncle Michael, because you know I search for love. Can you hear that?
Yeah, but I want to say this, listen, keep spinning them tunes. I you serving the world and serving God and informing and being and giving out the information and informing the world what's going on and bringing people to that platform that you have on the radio. You keep doing that and the world's going to get better.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Michael. I love you. I'll call you on my way home, okay?
Okay, dear.
And I want to send a shout out to Mickey, Kamira, Mike Brown, Dwayne, Uncle Trent, Terrain, Trent, who else is there? My brother, Pam, BB, everybody, I love you. You love him too, right, Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I bet you love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us.
Gonna try to change your mind about it. Gonna tell you things you don't wanna hear, but we could. So when they talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them that we gon' work at it. We good.
Don't worry about it.
I think they know about you. Say that so. Don't think they know. How could they know? I think they know about you. Say that so. Don't think they know.
Over the years, you stood by me, you didn't doubt. Yeah. I think you want some more. I do more than sing. I'm out now, acting out. Plus, I got my own movie now. After all the awards that they gave me, you stood by me, you didn't play me, you didn't doubt. I think you want some more. I truly believe that if it wasn't for you, I don't know what I would do.
Michael is six and he's thinking that the ability to sing is the greatest gift God has ever given him. He can't understand this gift as anything other than a divine present. Only months before, his mother pointed out to his father that Michael can sing, and he has recently joined the family band. Now, though, he is going to sing a solo in front of the elementary school where he attends first grade. He chooses Climb Every Mountain because it is his favorite song from a film he has recently seen, The Sound of Music. He is too young to describe the emotions flooding his heart, too young to use the word inspiring, but he is clearly inspired. In his simple white shirt and black trousers, he faces the students and teachers with uncanny confidence. The confidence does not come from any prior experience. It does not come from arrogance. Young Michael radiates confidence because of his belief that he has been chosen as the right messenger. even the righteous messenger to tell the story of hope.
Stay with me a little while.
Stay with me a little while.
All I wanna
WMFO in Medford. This is Chandelier, and you are listening to 91.5 FM. Got a call. He didn't want to come on the air. I wish he did, but I want to send a big shout out to Scott. Mwah! And Malden. He's listening to my show, and he said he liked it. So I want to thank you for that. And next time you call in, I would love if you came over the air and let everybody know the wonderful person you are and who you are. So thank you. Also, I was reading from Before You Judge Me, The Triumph and Tragedies of Michael Jackson's Last Days by Tavis Smiley and David Ritz. That's where you heard that excerpt from with Michael Jackson. So I just want to let you know that. I got Scott again. You're the greatest. Thanks for listening. And before I play this next song, I didn't say we're going to have the prayer of the day, but I'm going to have the prayer of the day now. And the prayer of the day for me is for one of my best friends. She's just a fabulous woman. I haven't talked to her in a long time. She means the world to me. Her name is Janelle Coleman, and I love her to death, and I miss her to death. We were so close. She is a wonderful woman, and I'm praying that me and her reunite, and that I will have the pleasures of having her grace my being with her presence and being in my life. So I pray for her. And I also want to pray for my friend Dina, who is my BFF, who has always been there for me. And I want to pray for the tough students in the world. I want to pray for the world. Peace in the world. And I want to thank the tough students for having me on the air. And I want to say thank you to God for all he does for me. I want to thank him tremendously just for being who he is. And I want to thank him. So my prayers for my BFF Janelle, and my prayers for my family, and my prayers for the world, my prayers for Scott and Malden. And we're going to hear this last track, or maybe we'll have one more. We might not, but we're going to hear this last track. It's called Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, baby. Yeah. I wanna on Sugar Hill with Sweet D. Sweetness. That's where you wanna be on Sugar Hill.
To watch out the Marriott, zoning on owning co-ops, foreign drop top, coops and yachts, guzzling straight shots of scotch, formulating up plots to escape from Salem's lot, cause it's scorching hot, making it hard trying to figure who's out to trap me, but tacky, got all kinds of undercovers that's coming at me, perhaps he won't be happy till they snatch me and place me where half a slacks be, sitting in Kazaki, but never me, see, my destiny's to be forever free, in ecstasy on a hill that awaits for me, so flush just to visualize it like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must, plus Sugar Hill, baby, Sugar Hill, baby, baby. Hey yo son, pull the sage down, let's count this money. Put the grants in the safe, cause we spending the Jacksons. The Washington's go to wifey, you know how we do. No more cutting grams or wrapping grands up in rubber bands. I'm a recovered man, I with plans to discover other lands. Suburban places got me seeking for oasis. Freestyle by the cases, ladies of all races with nine faces. Sex on the white sand beaches of St. Thomas. Though this ain't promise, I'm as determined as them old timers. I want a villa in the Costa Rica so I can smoke my beefer and enjoy how life's supposed to treat ya. Late in the shades of the Everglades, finally forever paid. Wearing the finest fabric sellers ever made. Me and my team, Caribbean cuisines, I guess being down for so long, I'm on this tour to see my dreams. You know what I mean? Sugar Hill, baby.